Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Wow, okay. And so, that was the Banshees of Inisherin. What to say? Well, Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell return to the Martin Madonna fold in The Banshees of Inisherin. Dropping down through the clouds onto the verdant plots of a fictionalized isle below, Inisherin seems to be a place where rainbows not only start but also finish. However, there's a cloud on the horizon, and it's Gleeson's column. Sad inside his cottage, Colm has decided he doesn't want to be friends with his best buddy Padraic anymore, as played by Colin Farrell. No real reason is offered, it's just that, well, he just doesn't fancy it anymore. Ignoring him in the pub and passing him in the country lane, Colm doesn't want any further contact with Padraic. And much of the first half of the movie kind of continues in that vein. As people start to talk, Padraic can't understand why he's been dumped or how he should even handle Colm's rejection. So Colm resorts to even more drastic measures to get his point across. Each time Padraic talks to him, he'll cut off one of his fingers. All of which kind of brings us into the same territory as his earlier movie, Calvary. Similarly jet black in its humour and also in not a rush to overplay its hand, The Banshees of Inisherin is another one of his movies that is clearly awash with acting talent. So for starters, you've got the reunited Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson, who are predictably pitch perfect. And Barry Keoghan is similarly excellent as Dominic, a wastrel lad with half an idea and doubly dangerous with it. However, for my money, it is Kerry Condon as Padraic's sister, Siobhan, who emerges as the sanest one on the island. Torn between a life beyond the rocks of Inisherin and being a safety valve for a combustible brother, it's her departure that really kind of sets the film alight. So, by seemingly owning the theme of cinema where whimsical effortlessly rubs shoulders with macabre, writer-director Martin Madonna's latest is definitely not one for the squeamish. Even with less screen time given over to laughter than in his previous films, tragic animal subplots and its pre-advertised angst still might leave you a little raw if you're easily triggered. That said, set within the magisterial views of the Emerald Isle, you'd have to say that Madonna's take on island misery is a contagious one. Focusing on a wholly avoidable tragedy taken to its logical conclusion, The Banshee of Inisherin's real touchstone here is Shakespeare's Macbeth. Complete with a witch-like neighbour who ominously predicts the blows yet to fall, it's all too late for the characters to change course. Like the Scottish play, once a chain of events has started, its players are obligated to see their past through to the bitter end, and nothing but nothing will sway them. And in summary, nor should it do you if you're thinking about buying a ticket. For in the end, The Banshees of Inisherin is a really sumptuous, downbeat Shaggy Dog story with equal teeth and fingers.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.